Yes. Here we are, little cutie. After you. Reservation for Toru Oikawa and company. What? No, that must be a mistake. You clearly have the wrong... tomorrow. No, I need it today. I'm not backing down on this. You fix things now, or... I suppose we may have to find another place, which is difficult today. Who am I kidding? This dating stuff has never really worked out for me. Not that you haven't, little cutie. But this... I must have panicked and made the wrong date. No chance you want to come back tomorrow, right? Didn't think so. Honey, I'm sorry for everything. I meant to spoil you tonight, but it just happened that in the stars I've made such a mistake. Again, a blunder. Something like this would never be acceptable on the court, so why is it... Never mind. Don't look at me like that. If anything, I should be the one looking at you like that. I'm the one who made the blunder. Don't try and turn this around. You are nothing but a fool sometimes. And why? You can't just forgive someone for making a blunder of an entire night. You must know by now that everything I've done, it's now kind of ruined. Because without the dinner, we have to sit here for what, 3 hours, 4 hours? Then everything else is awkwardly placed, and moreover, we're hungry. Going back home, huh? Doesn't that beat the purpose of a date night? Well, if you insist, I suppose I can manage. But what makes you so hopeful of things? Aren't you disappointed in me? Have I not failed as your man? What a stupid thing to say, but I can't say I don't like it. Truth be told, I love it. Baby, how to say this? I guess, thank you for not being too upset with me. Still wanting to kiss someone as worthless at planning as I am. I'll never know what you see in me sometimes. Even I get down on myself. Like right now. If I could and was anatomically capable, I would punch myself in the face. I mean, I'm mentally dead back there, but what can you do? It's kind of hard to do that in reality. You could do it for me if you like. Well, feel like landing one right on the kisser? Not the kind of punch I was expecting, but definitely not complaining. The softness of your lips is far less damaging to my perfect face in the first place. And if I'm honest, if I got punched, well, wouldn't it be harder to look at me for the rest of the date? I'm so used to being called positive things, you know, that when I make a blunder, I kick myself and just keep on doing it. I think it in my head. I just relive that moment again and again. It gets so old and frustrating, and God, it makes me so mad. But thanks to someone, particularly this little cutie right here, I feel a little bit better. Not 100%, because this blunder, I had everything planned out tonight. Watch, I have gotten all the other dates right, but this one wrong. Perhaps the most important part of our date night ruined right then. What's that supposed to mean? Not even hungry, huh? You don't have to lie for my sake. I mean, I'm sure you are famished. Didn't you skip lunch looking forward to it? Well, it may not be the date night you were promised, but at least we have a story to tell, I guess. Getting kicked out of a classy restaurant while wearing our figurative best might be something we never forget. For better, for worse, for something else entirely. Sorry. Once again, just facing my demons for a moment. Think nothing of it. Though I know you're not going to. Because you can never leave well enough alone, can you? It's okay. You could chew me out right now. In fact, go ahead. Tell me how it feels to have the most incompetent boyfriend, future husband, or whatever you'd like to call me. What does it feel like? Don't lie, little cutie. It can't feel that good. Hunger pangs aren't exactly anyone's favorite feeling. And as for you... I see. So, my blunder doesn't make me a complete failure in your eyes. Is that it? Then I'll thank my lucky stars that I'm yours, and that you're so forgiving of my blunder that this prince is allowed to be a pauper sometimes. On the court, compared to here, is so different sometimes. I've lived my life so unilaterally that it was so easy to think everything would be the same. That volleyball would continue being something that is just centrifugal to my life in every way, in every form. But honestly, it wasn't. And you came in and ruined my preconceived notions of what romance is. I'm used to fans fawning over me. I'm used to everything being perfect. And people honestly seeing me that way. It makes it all the more difficult right now because failing and having a blunder in front of you was the worst. No offense. It's only because I hate to let you down. I'm sure you can tell that. Shh, you don't need to say that much. Besides, we're home. For better or worse. And I'm sure there's something I could do right. No. You don't need to say that, you know. Your words are comforting, too much so. More than I deserve in this moment, if I'm completely honest. Don't be spoiling me. You know my ego's big enough already. No need to make it bigger. Clever words. I didn't think of that one at that moment either, so good on you. No, it's so like you to flirt in a situation like this. Is it just that you enjoy having That superiority over me of not having blundered the whole night? Or is it just you can't bear to see me down? Either way, I'll thank my lucky stars that I have you. I may have made blunder, but you don't seem too bent out of shape. Perv. That's what you are. You know, you're supposed to have a dinner, a bath, and then me. Not just me, right? Cheering me up is one thing, but this is entirely a different... Little cutie, what are you even thinking? You're not supposed to spoil the deadbeat boyfriend who made a mistake on the date. That's a big idea. It's not as though this will comfort me in the slightest. Can't be honest. No, I'm being completely honest. You're the one being foolish. I'm just saying it how it is. And you, grabbing that way too soft hand against my manhood, is definitely a step in some right direction somewhere, but how do you expect me to believe I deserve this kind of treatment? You're the one treating me like a prince right now. And what did I just say about spoiling? That old cutie. I see. So you weren't thinking at all. Well, that makes two of us now. That hungry, huh? You certainly seem hungry by how you're bobbing up and down against my cock. Thirsty, perhaps. You know, you could just suffice to get something from the fridge, but... Suppose you shouldn't talk with your mouth full. Distracting me from my invasive thoughts. You're sneaky, you know. How am I supposed to beat myself up when I can't think? No, if you keep doing that, I'll come if you... This is your way of cheering me up. You're not playing fair, you know.
though your method is somewhat impractical, it's also perfectly on character of what I would expect from you. Sliding down all the way. You really said no breaks for the loser messed up the date, huh? Did I hit a nerve? Then make me. You want me to feel all better? Then make me if you can. I am certainly not a brat in this case. If anyone is, you are. And how you're treating me. Slamming that cock. You never once listened to what I was saying, did you? And to think you had no hesitation just going this far. You're making all these demands without saying a single word. How am I supposed to fight back at all? You little especially if you do Is that my punishment? Reaching the edge of orgasm and denying me. Is that how you're getting me even then? I would say more if I had the breath left to talk. So close. Going to make me beg? That's probably what I deserve, huh? To beg for it. Please, fuck my brains out, master. Oh, fuck. More, please. More. Fuck. Oh, not again, please. Please, give it to me. Give it to me. Please. Please, please, please. Oh, yes. 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 Oh fuck, oh, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, coming, coming,
too sensitive, please. Ah.
Oh, fuck. Coming. I can't stop. Fuck. Just what am I supposed to think now? Little cutie, on your panting cum filled mess on top of me. To think you were trying to cheer me up this way. But shouldn't I be the one spoiling you? It's not fair if only you have all the fun. And plus, those many, many days where I rubbed off 10, 20, 30 times to you was all rehearsal for this. For someone who made me scream in pleasure, your legs look awfully tired, and your body seems like it's embracing an orgasm like it's second nature. And that makes you so much more cute, you know. I know a moment ago, so was I. But some of that clarity hit me that I wouldn't be satisfied unless I took out some of this painfully inadequate me. Fucking that way too sexy you. Into that date night pounded into your insides. And that date night done right. Even if everything went wrong. Sorry, but not quite sorry. I'm going to take my time, okay? Only if I praise myself. Is that what you want? You want the confidence back? Did I lose it all too much? Fine. Then I'll return to being your prince. The capable prince that I am. The best volleyball prince that I am. And the oh so talented and fortunate to be with you, prince. That will take care of everything. You've done more than enough. Much more than enough, and I feel amazing. But I have a feeling you are giving too much. You are worried about me. Don't do that. There's no reason. I'm just fine. And even more so with you like this. You're so adorable like this. I could just eat you up.
You won't mind if I do, will you? Kissing down this midriff. These sexy hips and thighs. That perfectly shaped ass. I love all of you. Every last drop of ecstasy I can make you feel. That's why. Maybe I'll clean up this mess that you made. You know, with all of the spunk. Yeah. I pumped full up. Just relax. Alright. Nothing will stop me from making you feel a million times better. Plus, I happen to think it's more attractive when our fluids mix, our bodies, like our chemistry, add so much to the moment. And I'm sure it makes it more intense for you, too. How's that tongue feel, little cutie? Nice and thorough. Got to get out every last bit. What a mess you make. You made. It's never enough. I need you more. Look at me, won't you, little cutie? Look at me when I break all the rules and talk with my mouth full. Does my tongue feel as good as you imagine? Does it feel better when you look at me, burying my mouth against you? Yes. Just like that. Don't hold back for me. Mm-hmm.
Savor it. Savor. Focus. You got feisty there at the end, messing up my hair with your hands, shoving me further into where I couldn't breathe. That's the little cutie I know. And that's the little cutie I love. But that's not good enough, is it? Not until I satisfy the carnal urge welling up inside of you and I and us together. I have to return the favor and fill you up ever so much. Just feeling this perfect ass. Oh, you have the cutest fucking butt. And I love to play around with it, to grab it, to knead it. Oh. Now do me a favor and stick that cute butt out. That's it. I know you can feel the head of my cock rubbing up and down your cute little entrance. Does it feel enticing, little cutie? You look like you want it bad. Bad though. Why don't you beg a little for me? It's only fair since you made me scream for it. Who's your daddy, little cutie? What makes you feel good, huh? Just rubbing like this incessantly. Yeah. You feel that? All that sliminess between us. Trails of my prey stringing when I pull away, connecting me to you even before we get in like this. I could shove it all in at once and it would slip inside so fucking easy, because my cock is already leaking for you. Let alone how the state of you, your body wanting me, what it's done to you. Oh, yes. I think I'll rub like this for a little longer. Maybe a lot longer. I'll keep rubbing until there's tears filling your eyes from the pleasure and frustration of wanting more, edging you like you edged me. It's nothing personal, I just can't satisfy this date of mine unless you're breathless, completely fucked out of your mind. Little cutie, I want to hear those pretty fucking moans. I want to hear how much you wanted for me to stab inside you with my fat, hot, rock-hard cock and make you feel it more than just grinding on you. more than just savoring every little noise you make, every way you tense up when your back gets straight. And I'm going to feel every little touch, every little taste. Slowly, slowly, keep on rubbing. A lesser man and someone undeserving of you would have already shoved it inside, but you're probably thinking that would be the greatest fucking payoff, but not yet. Not until I've properly grinded up and down and all around right here. Not until I've made you sleep with nothing but arousal, until your brain turns to nothing but mush. Putty in my hands, because that's what you deserve. That's why I'm grinding against you like this. That's why you can feel the length of my shaft up and down, but not inside yet. Maybe just a little poke and prod, huh? Maybe I'll put just the head of my cock inside. Give you a bit of a preview, a taste of what's to come, huh? Do you like that? Do you like that, huh? How does it feel? Up and down. Pausing here for a moment, maybe a small circle like this, making sure you memorize my size and shape and that oh-so-addictive heat of where we meet. Burning hot, you're so hot right now. You're so fucking hot. Every ounce of temptation wanting me to bury my shaft inside of you yesterday instead of now. Tomorrow instead of now, every second of every waking moment, I want to be inside you, but I'm holding back for your sake. Even if you're whining at me for more, it's not good enough yet, little cutie. I want to feel that naughty place twitch. Just for me. Just for this. Just for everything. Yes, slowly, slowly, you can feel it, you want it so bad, and so do I, and that's the beauty of it. When we both snap, it'll be that much better, that much better, that much better. Yeah, tell me how much you love it, how much you want me to bury that cock inside you, to fill you up so you're nice and full. You want that satisfaction of feeling the entirety of my girth, the full fucking cock giving your insides a nice little kiss, stretching out so fucking good. But not yet, not yet, not yet. Baby, darling, sweetheart, not yet. You haven't earned it yet. Now you have to tease you some more. Rubbing up and down incessantly. Oh, look at how swollen that place has gotten. I've been down. You want it, don't you? So bad. So fucking bad. I know you do. I know you do. And I do too. I do too, baby. I can almost not take it anymore. I feel like I'm gonna snap, turn into a wild animal, and start fucking you so hard. Slam you against the wall, bend you over, and fuck you like an animal. I feel like that's where this is heading, cause my head is melting. What about yours, darling? Little cutie, I can barely hold back. I can barely hold back. I can barely hold back. I want it so bad. I want you so bad. I want you so fucking bad. Little cutie, you're gonna take every inch of every moment of my cock, and you're gonna memorize it inside and out, okay? I know you can feel every detail, every veiny part of my throbbing fucking way too hot cock. And you're way too hot. Oh, burning against me, huh? Oh, put those hands against the wall for me, little cutie. And do me a favor. Don't bite your lip too hard. Wouldn't want you to damage yourself when I fuck you. There it went. Halfway in. Couldn't stop myself. Oh, shoving your body up against the wall and my cock all the way inside you. You could feel my balls grazing against that spot, no doubt. How does it feel? How does it feel? Oh, fuck, you're tight. Tighter than you've ever been before, little cutie. Oh, just feeling your insides so unbelievably stuffed with my cock right now. You're making me twitch like that. I could come with just thinking about it. How hot you are. How burning hot you make me feel. I wouldn't dare move to make this moment cheapened even a little bit. No, I want you to savor it. Memorize that throbbing cock twitching inside you, fully buried and shaft down. Can you feel? Oh, yes. Something about rubbing my balls against you like this just feels like I'm marking you as my own, even when you're fully impaled this deep. Oh, stretching you to your utmost, taking all of me. Oh, baby, focus on it. Close those fucking eyes, better yet. I'll do it for you. My hands have such a nice fit, covering your eyes, don't they? And this way you can taste the mixture of our fluids right in that sexy mouth, too. Little cutie. You hear that filthy sound we're making? I couldn't hold back. I'm sorry, little cutie. I had to feel the friction of your insides as you barely let me go when I pull out and shove back inside you the twitching amalgamousness of our warm, sloppy bodies becoming one. Oh, and something so satisfying about fucking you against this door, about feeling your hands against the wall and your fucking insides craving me, needing me like I crave you. Oh, little cutie, you take me in the prettiest fucking way, in the best, most handsome, most irresistible fucking way. I don't care anymore. I want more, more, more. All those strands of pre and whatever else mixed in. I have to take a moment to hold you like this and remind you that you're entirely mine, no matter what, and that there's no way I could ever let you come so soon. That would be no fun if we didn't delay the orgasm I can feel building inside of you. I know how much you feel it. And that's why, little cutie, I'm only gonna let you come when I say so, and not a moment before. I'll only let you come when you're a good little cutie who knows when to wait and to let me edge you endlessly by holding giving it that full feeling. Don't you dare come from how full you are. No, not even from my throbbing cock, making sure you know. Not even from the threat of me coming at any moment. No, that's not even close to enough. Slowly in and out and in and out and in and out and in and out and I have to keep you on that edge for longer until it's such a screaming fucking orgasm that it breaks your mind, snapping it, and you pass out, impaled on my cock. It slide under the floor, filled with my cum, and coming until you pass the fuck out right in front of me. Little cutie, little cutie. Oh, you take it so, so well. Oh, not quite. Not yet. Yes, I can feel how close you are. I can see that biting your lower lip and looking at me so desperately. You're begging for it with your eyes. But I can't stop. I can't stop. I want to savor it much, much longer. I don't want you to get off yet. No, no, not yet. So I'll keep going, and then I'll stop right before you come, and I'll keep holding you hostage with this orgasm for as long as I want, until you feel it so good that you can't deny it, even if you try, and then you come from the mere thought of being filled up with my fluids, my everything, my cock being one with me. Little cutie. Oh, not yet. Not yet. Nice and slow now. I can feel you twitching. You're so close, aren't you? You're so close, aren't you? Oh, now you're really begging. You want it that bad? Beg for me, baby. Beg for me more pathetically. Come on. You can do this much, right? You've succeeded in making me gain my confidence back. Now take responsibility for it. So close, so close, so close, aren't we? So close, so close, but not quite, not quite, not quite. Yes. That's it. That's the look I was looking for. That's when you make it a date. You take it so well. Good. Yes, yes. Good little cutie. Yes, 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 yes. You're so close. You're so close. I feel you. Feel you. Almost, almost. Just kidding. Not yet. I can't yet. Not yet. Not yet. You gotta wait. It's not time yet. Just in and out. Nice and slow. And then... you know what comes next. You look almost mad. Don't be mad. Though it's a cute look on your face, it makes me want to let you have it almost. But then again, I want to draw it out more. Draw it out until you can't hold back anymore. And almost. You're so close. Or are you gonna come the next thrust? You probably were. But look at you twitching. Nothing to fill you up for another moment. I'm not doing this to be mean, but I want to see you come even harder than before.
And until I can make you come so evidently, I won't let you. And it's gotta build and build and build and build and build until until you can't stop, even if you wanted to. That was a close one. I almost went over the edge. Almost. Almost. You were so close, and so was I. Oh, we're getting there, aren't we, little cutie? Slowly. Slowly. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're so close. You're so close. Oh, you're practically crying for it. Begging for it. Is it that good? Is it that good, little cutie? And I just hold it inside you. And I make you try and squirm. I see you trying to make the friction continue. Not quite yet, little cutie. Little cutie. Nice and slow. Nice and slow. Oh, you wanna come, my friend? You wanna come? Yeah? Yeah, you wanna come? You wanna come, finally? Yeah? You wanna let me? I'll let you, but not until I get you in a little bit more of an embarrassing position. Let's get those legs up, and let's hold you up like this so you have no defense from looking away while I fuck you. So you're going to come watching my cock buried inside of you. Slowly. Slowly. This way. You get the full experience. Don't you dare look away. Not that you could. With me folding your legs like this and your head looking down. Yeah? Huh? Oh, you're close, oh my. Oh, let's come together then. Let's come together then. Oh, little cutie, take it all. Take all the sloppy, rough orgasm. I feel you, you're about to come. You're about to come. Yeah. Should I let you? Or should I make it a little longer? Your face says it all. You'll kill me if I don't. You want it so bad. You want it so bad. Fine. Then fucking have it. Come like you've never come before. Oh, yeah, I feel it coming. I'm coming. Fuck. Come with me. Yes. Oh, that was a sweet release. And down we go, but not down from your orgasm. I can still feel it. Me too. Oh, fuck. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Look at you. Always so feisty in the end. Clawing my back like that. So naughty. Clawing for whatever you could. Like hands gripping, like your life depended on it. Is that how that orgasm felt? Good. It felt that way for me too. Sorry about your back. Guess it was meant to be. Us marking each other, clawing fingernails into the back. Well, we fill that void of love with the most filthy fucking moans imaginable. You're dripping my cum. How cute. Yes, that's it. That's how a good date should be. I guess all's well that ends well, but still. It's a shame we didn't get dinner, at least. Though I suppose this was its own dinner, huh? You feast for your body in the most carnal, most intricate, instinctual ways. Perfect. So perfect. I could die from how happy I am, but I would never leave you alone. Of course, little cuny. I'll take good care of you. And I'll make sure you're stuffed with my cock at least 60% of the day. So, be ready. I may surprise you when. Maybe waking you up with it. Or maybe lulling you to sleep until I fucked you 15 rounds and then you pass out and have the best sleep of your life. I wonder what would be more suited to you, Guess we'll have to try both and find out. My little cutie.